We've asked you questions that have come up because of our conversations with you and other people and what we've read. But have we missed anything that you'd like to share with other women veterans? Sue first.
Even if you think you don't have it, just look at yourself and look at the things that you're doing. Ask yourself, you know, why are you getting angry? Just immediately go seek help. I mean, even if you think you don't need it, just go and see, you know?
Alicia?
The biggest thing is to know that it's okay to ask for help. For so long, you have to prove that you can do everything the boys can do, that you don't want to seem weak, so you avoid asking for that help.
Women are stronger because they ask for help. Because men are they're so worried about their pride getting in the way that they won't go ask for help, and so they suffer more.
When you ask for help, it can be pretty scary though, right? Because then you have to start talking about these things that you don't want to think about.
Absolutely. I had to admit that I wasn't okay.
I think women are smarter in a way because they do go ask for help.
So let's get Alicia's last word on this.
Being able to have that strength to actually ask for help, prevent it from being PTSD and only being a stress reaction, which is just a lesser form. It's the continuation of the treatment. You can't go for, you know, a couple of sessions and then, oh, I'm better. You may feel better, but you're not better.
Is there something they could put into the transitioning back, the actual procedure you go through when you come back, that could help people with this?
You're supposed to be stabilized for, I think, 30 days before you can transfer to a new unit and you go through all the medical and the, you know, emotional evaluations. But if you're like me and you know how to avoid talking about things and you know how to hide things, they're not going to see that there's a problem.
Sue, Alicia, thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Thank you for really modeling courage and resilience and sharing your stories. You have continued serving, and thank you for that.